It's Grape Fest time. And we're going to do Grape Fest.
Repete grapete.
Grapete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grapete, repete grapete. Grapete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grapete, repete grapete. Repete grapete, grapete é gostoso demais.
Grapete é gostoso demais.
I myself am circumcised.
Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Here's David.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this very special Grape Fest from the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound, brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants, is a segment within a segment, because it's time for you to call your mom, text your grandma. We're going to do some hints.
Oh!
She's
I love that.
Nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We got hints from Heloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Heloise.
That's right. Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It is Heloise from the great state of Texas. It is ripped and read from the Latrobe Bulletin News. And we begin with a seasonal update from Heloise herself.
Uh-oh.
Says, keep your eyes peeled. Dear readers, it's so easy to get distracted on a beautiful sunny day in spring. But remember to keep your eyes on the road and make sure to pull off the road if you get sleepy.
Not a bad idea.
Well, that's a great hint.
Have you guys ever pulled off on the side of the road to sleep?
Yes.
Yes.
I have too. And is it because you could feel you were, like, I've had a moment of where I open my eyes and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long did that last?
Have you opened your eyes when you hit the grooves on the shoulder?
I don't know if I've done that, but I remember opening my eyes thinking, was that 10 seconds that I just closed my eyes?
Yep.
And it freaked me out.
Well, yeah, Heloise is looking out for you.
Yeah.
That's definitely happened, but as opposed to pulling over, I try to inflict pain on myself to wake myself back up with a good...
You just keep going?
Good strong pinch.
Man,
yes.
Sometimes
or
that...
Or a nice slap to the face.
That's sometimes right. That doesn't work.
So far, so good.
That's when you let the dog drive.
Another seasonal hint.
Frank.
This is from Nancy from Rock Hill, South Carolina. She says, dear Heloise, with summer fast approaching, kids will be out of school. This means that there will be kids on playgrounds riding their bikes to various places and enjoying parks and lakes. Sadly, it's also a time for predators to canvas an area for children. This is the time of year to tell your little ones to say no to strangers and run off if someone tries to entice them to go with them. It's easy to remember. No, go, yell, tell. You might even want to give them a loud whistle to wear around their neck in case of danger.
But if they have a pony, then you kind of got to go.
Or candy.
Right?
Yeah, candy would be cool, too.
Heloise adds, Nancy, it's always a good idea to remind kids of stranger danger. Don't let anyone offer to show them a puppy. And don't get into a van or car with someone they don't know. Never accept anything from a stranger. It may seem strange to them, but every year children disappear and some are never found.
Has the predator game taken a hit? Let me explain.
Good idea, the puppy.
Yeah, you hadn't thought of that one, had you?
There's a cat right here. You could use that.
She's giving hints.
So
I don't think that's the hint she intended.
So, because kids aren't playing as much
outside because of COVID,
have the predators felt a need to go elsewhere than the local park or the neighborhoods? Because I'm telling you, man, it ain't happening a quarter of what it was
out
20 years ago.
Would you support
this is a rough game?
Would you support giving predators VR kids?
What? Yeah, if it keeps them away from real kids.
Boy, that's a really tricky question. Gordon?
What?
Answer that.
You've certainly thought of that.
You're into VR.
What does VR stand for?
vaginal rejuvenation?
I don't know, man. I just think that...
I don't know, man.
But it's also feeding their sickness.
Yeah.
But we've discovered, it seems, that there's no way to reduce that sickness.
Except leaving your kids inside to play on video games. Or what if they start knocking on doors and say, video game expert? And you're like, oh, come on in.
Yeah, the
Can
VR...
I take your trench coat?
The VR goggle thing may just pour gasoline on their fire, you know?
There is something to be said, as much as we don't want our kids to grow up. Fly, fly away, Clarice.
Sixth grade, huh?
That they get to the age where they can take care of themselves. You, not like I can, you know, go to the laundromat. I mean, like, a predator looks at them and says, well, they're too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there are different types of predators that look at the grown human.
Yeah.
And see prey.
It's never ending.
Like alligators.
Right. Till we die.
But that's not
alligators.
As bad, right?
Right. Panthers.
We think child predators are
actual
predators. Worse.
Yeah. I think so.
Than alligator predators?
Let's move into the kitchen with Heloise, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Heloise, this is from Esther in Windsor, Connecticut.
She's on a roll.
My family and I enjoy...
That's a deep joke.
Enjoy toasting a bagel before we make a sandwich.
Ah, that's good.
Our problem was the bagel often got stuck in the toaster.
Oh.
I would unplug the toaster, then try to stab the bagel with a small knife. It didn't work, but then I used chopsticks and managed to get the bagel out by wiggling it a little as I pulled up.
Why did she appropriate chopsticks into her kitchen?
My husband was more successful using two toothpicks about a couple inches apart and lifting the bagel slowly.
You know,
makes you wonder if toothpicks are the real chopstick.
You joke, Gordon, yeah. About why do they use chopsticks?
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you a quick little story concerning that. When I was in Los Angeles a year ago for the Super Bowl, and I'm with my friend on Manhattan Beach, and a song is playing, and I'm having an argument with my friend about the merit of the song. And there were two girls sitting next to us at the bar, and I looked at one of them, and I was like, do you guys like this song, or do you like this song? And she goes...
Corby looking for a little action.
Yeah.
I'll just wait.
Man.
And she goes, oh, my God, I hate this song. And I was like, I'm going to kick your ass with karate. And then turned around, and her friend taps me on the shoulder and goes, why did you say that you were going to kick her ass with karate? Is it because she's Asian? And... my eyes got really big, and I look at the girl, and she's just looking at me, the Asian girl is, and my buddy leans in, and he goes, he's Asian.
Ooh. Great save.
To me, and they both go, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You should have acted very offended.
And I was like, yeah, I did. Uh-huh, thank you.
Ooh-wee. Well, you could pass as like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go into the laundry room now with Heloise. Jennifer in New London, Connecticut says, Dear Heloise, while out running errands with my boyfriend, he was accidentally hit on the nose and had a nosebleed. It ran down onto his shirt, so I offered to wash it for him.
Wait, it doesn't feel like we have enough information here. She was out running errands with her boyfriend, and he got hit in the nose.
Yes, accidentally. Doesn't say how.
Like by what? A car? By a stranger?
Say.
By
the cops.
Like a DeChambeau drive?
Bag of cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was probably a bag
Bringing
of cocaine.
Bringing it back to sports!
First, I soaked it in warm water, then washed it with the usual detergent I commonly use. I even used a pre-wash spray, but the blood still stained the shirt. What did I do wrong? Heloise says, Jennifer, blood stains need to be washed in cold water. Warm or hot water will set a blood stain.
I didn't know that.
Yes. You need to ask period havers.
That's right. Always ask a period haver.
Wait. Girls?
That is presumptuous.
No, it's not.
People who menstruate.
Right. Right.
Not all women menstruate.
But men don't.
That is not true.
Tell me how.
There are men who menstruate now. Thus, you don't follow common current culture, do
thus
you?
Thus the name.
Oh, now it makes sense. No, I don't keep up with the times.
Well, now there are men who menstruate.
That's hot.
What?
Gosh.
Is it like when you try to fool a drug test and you have, like, the artificial penis?
What?
Dave. The Wizinator.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah. So, like, when these men have periods,
yeah,
do they just put ketchup in a little bottle on
their
hip?
There are some men
I love ketchup
who still have wounds.
Ah, okay. They've gone
psychological
the other way.
Wounds, okay. Physical
no,
wounds.
Wombs.
Oh, my bad.
Axe wound?
Wombs.
Yeah.
All right, we have...
I'm sorry, Dan, what?
What?
We have a trio of Heloise classics here.
Why do you do this to us?
Jan W. in Castleton, Vermont says, "Dear Heloise, when I open a new box of facial tissue, I put a couple handfuls of marbles in the bottom so that when I go to grab one tissue, the whole box doesn't come with it. A heavy weight on the bottom keeps the box on my nightstand."
What a great idea.
Somebody gets paid for putting this column.
I've just been
gluing of marbles.
I glue the bottom of the
thing.
Yeah,
well, you can just use all the marbles you have laying around.
Yeah. I don't know if I can spare a handful, though.
Well, you need two handfuls. That's the proper way.
First, go acquire marbles, and then you'll be able to...
I use the Philip Seymour Hoffman in happiness method.
What's that?
Okay.
Tell us what that is.
Affix it with your own body's adhesive?
Yeah, it's nature's adhesive.
Right.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes, yep.
Gordon. Everyone's seen it.
You gave it to all of us to watch with our families.
Here's a good Christmas movie for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 years ago, it was...
Did you watch it with your wife?
One of those seminars we had to do to stay at the ticket or something.
Did you watch
you
it
didn't
with
watch
Sally?
It with Sally, did you?
No, of course not.
It's the single worst movie anybody could watch with their family.
How would she react if you watched it?
Human Centipede.
And you didn't really react to what was happening on the screen. You were acting like everything was just normal on the screen. Would she
just intently watching?
Would she make comments about it?
I think her only comment would be, "This makes sense that Gordon is making you watch this."
Or no, like you don't tell her that part.
Oh, okay.
You don't tell
or like at the end, you say, "You know, this dad's getting a real bad rap."
Yeah. I like that they made the dad a complicated character.
Corby, I thought you watched it when you were babysitting the neighbor's kid.
Why would I babysit the neighbor's kid at 40?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, okay.
Okay, a couple more quick ones. Carol, via email, writes, "Dear Heloise, I recently read a post about saving dryer lint in a tissue box and using the lint to start fires."
Interesting.
"What I do
smells horrible.
Is use my empty toilet tissue rolls or empty paper towel rolls to stuff the dryer lint into. I then store those in a plastic shoebox until I need to start a fire."
That's a hoarder.
Wow.
That's a hoarder.
"This works well and is an excellent way to reuse the cardboard tubes."
Never burn lint to start a fire.
Why?
It's because a lot of it is synthetic fibers and things like that. And
so
it's,
what? What's that going to do?
It's toxic.
To
like
who?
Burning Dan's door.
Well,
what
maybe,
about belly
maybe
lint?
You need to start your own advice column.
Yes, I do.
And
hence
finally,
from Corgi and Borg.
And finally, Caroline Wilkins writes, "Dear Heloise, here's a handy hint for folks with limited mobility. Use a reacher grabber.
Get a real body.
Use a reacher grabber or back scratcher when you need to extend your reach."
Yeah.
What?
I'm telling you, this woman is trolling us. This Heloise woman.
So use a something made for people with limited mobility.
Yes.
Yes,
so use a grabber that is designed to extend your reach to extend your reach.
Okay, well, what a
me.
That's great.
Here's a hint. When you need to go on a car trip, use a car.
Right.